cheap Ooh. On the highway or an older road. You can catch me at my house or when I go out. I won't be all alone. You won't catch me sad and lonely, cause you were not my one and only. You won't catch me crying, boo. No, you won't catch me coming back to you. You won't catch me coming back.
Hey, what's up, everyone? You're tuning into the sixth episode of Melody Mania this semester. It's Melody back on the mic, and I'm so excited for this show today. I hope you all are having a good day, and let's kick things off with Woman by Doja Cat.
Oh, It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now, here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of on, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive, incredible. A centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And Everything is fine when you're standing in the eye of the hurricane.
spoken. I said, boy, I'm telling you, you got me open. I don't know what to do. It's true, I'm going crazy over you. I'm begging, S.O.S., please, somebody help me. It's not healthy for me to feel this way. Oh, you are making this hard. You're making this hard. You got me tossing and turning. Can't sleep at night. It's time, please, someone come and rescue me. Cause you are mine. Got me losing it. I'm lost, you got me looking for the rest of me. Love is testing me, but still I'm losing it. It's time, please, someone come and rescue me. Cause you are my mind, got me losing it. I'm lost, you got me looking for the rest of me. Got the best of me, best so now I'm losing it.
All right, everyone, I've got one more song by Doja Cat to close things out, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening to Melody Mania, and don't forget to tune in next week. See you then.
making of the video. You know,
yeah.
Entertainment Tonight, you know, paraded itself as journalism, but it was really just a publicity arm of these major corporations. And I remember, however much later, being at the record store and seeing that record on the shelf. And for me, it was really just at age five, it was like, oh, I recognize this thing that I saw on TV in this store here. And so I said, I want that. And I think my mom or dad, whoever it was there with me, was probably just like, okay, fine. You little kid, you want a record, it's a dollar, fine, okay. But yeah, that was my entry into there. And Weird Al came through here not too long ago and did a recording in our Voiceograph booth in the store. And so there's full circles that
full
happen.
Full circle moments. Yeah. Amazing, amazing.
And that was Ben Blackwell of Third Man Records, this year's Vinylthon Ambassador. For more information, please visit thirdmanrecords.com. That's thirdmanrecords.com. I'm Peter Creighton.
Vinylthon is the event when radio plays vinyl on the air around the world.
State ascoltando Vinylthon, l'amore per i dischi in vinile.
No matter where you live, Vinylthon is a global event.
Das ist Vinylton für das Leben für Vinyl.
Although we speak many languages around the world, we all understand the language of music.
Está escuchando Vinylton, l'amor por el vinil.
Welcome to Vinylthon, wherever you are.
And we're back. And I hate to say it, but we've arrived at our last segment for this year's simulcast. Every year, members of the Vinylthon planning team sit down with numerous artists and ask them about their own record collections. Brad Savage recently sat down with Sheryl Crow and asked her if she's a record collector.
One of the things that we're a big part of is a special radio broadcast called Vinylthon, and it's a scholarship fundraiser that we do to raise money for students going into broadcasting scholarships. But really, all it is we play records on the air, like radio, you know, playing records, old school. So, talk about, are you today a record collector, and what does physical media kind of mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a huge record collection. It's kind of funny, too, because I'm trying to think of what birthday I had. I think about 10 years ago, my band bought me a turntable and they curated a record collection. So they each had to give me three records. And although I didn't see any of the texts between them, I mean, I got to see them later. The conversations between what the best three records were. That was as valuable as the actual LPs. But yes, I love vinyl. I don't come down here and play it enough. I'm very lazy now with being in my house and being able to play music from my phone. I'm one of those. But yes, I love vinyl, man.
Do you remember what the first record is that you ever got, as a child?
Yes, I do. It was ABC by the Jackson 5.
Oh, very good.
And, you know, and the irony of that is I went on to work with Michael Jackson as one of my first big gigs. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I was 5 years old.
Amazing.
Todd Richards of WBWC in Cleveland, Ohio, caught up with Sean Colvin and asked her what it's like hearing her own music on vinyl.
Everyone's excited about vinyl and we're doing Vinylthon and that kind of thing. So what's your take on hearing your stuff on vinyl after all these years? Because I don't think that record was out on vinyl in the 90s when it came out back in 96.
No, it wasn't. Steady On was. That came out on vinyl initially. But that was a long time ago. I grew up putting the bladder on the turntable and sticking the needle down, and it's a warm, great sound. And it's not like I put a few small repairs vinyl edition on, you know, played it all the time, but it's just kind of a warm, nostalgic, wonderful, I don't know, occurrence, you know, that's loved again and appreciated. Not the record itself, although that's good too, but just the medium.
Is that in your future now?
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that and let you know that just six megacorporations own 90% of all media sources in America. Just six. All it takes is one executive of one company to lift their finger.